Your sports voice in Western Illinois is WRMJ Alito.
This is Sportsline on WRMJ.
He breaks free. He's inside the 20, the 10, the 5.
A weekly in-depth look at the local high school sports scene.
Touchdown, Mercer County. Touchdown, Golden Eagles.
Sportsline is brought to you by your local Country Financial representatives, Tracy Bigham, Jason Potter, and Brent Bigham, offering insurance for your life, health, home, auto, farm, or business.
Gonna launch a three at the gun. No good, and the Rockets have won the game. The Rockets head back to state.
614-0 Run in Galesburg. Your spot for custom fitted running and walking shoes, Hey Dude shoes, and Birkenstock sandals, plus Red Wing and Wolverine work boots.
A three at the gun is no good, and this game is over! The Tigers have won! They're going to celebrate! Purple and gold converging on the Don Morris Gymnasium floor! Unbelievable!
And by office specialists in Galesburg and Advanced Business Systems in Moline, your headquarters for office supplies, computer sales, and service, phone systems, sharp copiers, promotional materials, and more.
She throws the first three in a row for Lockridge!
Now, from the WRMJ studios in downtown Alito, here's Jim Taylor with Sportsline.
It's the WRMJ Sports Line on a Saturday morning, a tradition that started back in 1979. I know we have a great day of programming coming up. A marquee matchup in boys two-way basketball coming up at around noon today as the Sherrard Tigers, fresh off a nice win last night down at the Shoebox. I know it wasn't easy. They get a crack at third-ranked Manual at the Metamora Shootout. They call that what?
The Redbird Round Ball Classic.
The Redbird Round Ball Classic. So they're the lid raiser today, the first game of that session, taking on third-ranked Peoria Manual in 2A. So a great opportunity for this Sherrard Tiger program, who will then turn around and I think play Rockridge in a rematch next Friday, ranked number 9. So let's start with hoop today. Listen to the game last night. It was dicey there for Sherrard until I think the latter portion of the third quarter got on that great run to finish out with a win. That was a slobber knocker, as they say.
Yeah, it was a great game, a great environment over in Monmouth. There always is in that gym, and we always talk about how there's weird things that happen there every night. And last night for Sherrard, it was back and forth with Monmouth-Roseville in the first half. I think throughout the first and second quarters, it was Monmouth-Roseville led by as many as 5 in the first half, Sherrard led by as many as 4, and it was just kind of, they were within a couple of possessions the whole first half. Sherrard took a lead briefly in the third to go up 30-27. Monmouth-Roseville then answered, scoring 10 in a row to take a 37-30 lead with 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter. And Coach Johnson said it on our postgame with him. He's like, when we got down by 7, he's like, this is going to be tough to come back and win. But Sherrard then, for the following 11 minutes after they went down 37-30, did not allow a point, and ended the game on a 20-2 run to win it 50-39. Monmouth-Roseville, after scoring to go up 37-30 with 3.5 minutes left in the third quarter, didn't score again until there were under 30 seconds left in the game. I mean, it was an incredible performance defensively for Sherrard. And it wasn't like Monmouth-Roseville was just missing shots. I mean, they got no clean looks that entire stretch. I mean, I don't think they had one uncontested shot the whole final 11 minutes. And I don't know how many. They probably took less than 8 shots the rest of the game, too. I mean, they had long possessions. They would turn it over. Sherrard did an incredible job defensively, holding a team under 40 again. They allowed just over 38 points per game, and another really nice performance for them. And I think that, you know, the identity they've built, they're going to be in games all season because they don't give up points to get blown out. So for them, a long layoff. They hadn't played in 13 days, but able to gut out a win and really take it over in the second half. It was a really nice win on the road for them last night. Now 15-2, really yeah. Nice start to the season.
And their losses are to undefeated Byron still. And, of course, the Rockridge Rockets. Byron, what do they rank? They're like number 3?
4.
Number 4 in the state. I'm curious.
And then Rockridge is number 9.
Yeah. I'm curious, is Monmouth-Roseville, I know when I talked to Jake Sotos at the Western Macomb Holiday Tournament, he had kind of hinted that the potential of the regional being played at Monmouth College. Did you hear any talk? Because they're one of the regional hosts.
Well, I actually talked to him before the game, and he said that the college is not going to let them to host it at the college. So it's going to be at Monmouth Roseville High School.
It's going to be at Roseville.
No. So, yeah, and I asked him, I said, do you think they'll play the semifinals on different dates? Because normally in the regional round in boys basketball, the regional semifinals will play on the same night. He said, I haven't heard anything about that, but he assumes they'll have to. But you look at that.
I like that setup when they used to do that back in the day, the semifinals on different nights.
Well, you look at the regional, too, at Monmouth. Rock Ridge will likely be there. Monmouth, of course, Monmouth Roseville, of course, will be there. You look at Macomb, potentially could be there. Mercer County, I think, likely will go to Monmouth Roseville. So,
that's,
I mean, those are all schools that would bring pretty big crowds, and to have four of them playing on the same night in the postseason, I don't know how that gym can handle that. So we'll see. But I do enjoy going there. I mean, it's a really unique environment. Like Coach Johnson said in our pregame with him, he's like, you know, the fans are on top of you. They hear everything you say in your huddle. And during the final stretch when Sherrard was just locking them down, because the benches are on the home side, the Monmouth Roseville fans, they were pretty upset. And you could hear some of the stuff they were saying about Sherrard, the way they defend. They're physical, they're strong. And I say it all the time, when you play them, if you're not strong with the ball, they'll take the ball away from you over and over and over. And that's what they did in the third and fourth quarter last night. Like I said, a great performance, and the Tigers get a crack at a legendary program today. It should be pretty fun.
So you said, Coach Johnson, because I'm curious kind of how this game was established, and I think with a lot of these postponements and cancellations, and I see Rock Ridge and Beecher are going to play next Saturday at the Beecher shootout, so that game has been added late, and I think we'll do that. That's like the marquee matchup of the Beecher Bobcat shootout next Saturday night, 7:30 game. So Rock Ridge going to make a long road trip basically the Saturday after the Friday night game with their key matchup with Sherrard. So you said Coach Johnson, he kind of elaborated a little bit about how this game was set up.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story. This is a part of our interview with him on the Coach's Corner last night post game. So I'm going to play this audio as Coach Johnson says how Sherrard found out last week that they're playing Peoria Manual here today at the Redbird Roundball Classic in Metamora.
Yeah, it's a kind of a crazy story. And so last Saturday in the snowstorm, I get an email and says, you know, Redbird Roundball Classic contract for tomorrow. And I open it up. I was like, this is us. We're not playing. I mean, they must have sent it to us wrong. So I look at the contract. It says 12 o'clock, Sherrard versus Peoria Manual. And I'm like, what is going on? So I call our athletic director, and I was like, have you heard about this? And she's like, no, I've never talked to them. I call Mike Applegate, our former athletic director. He's like, well, what'd you do to me here, buddy? And he's like, I don't think I did it. You know, I told you everything before I left. And I'm calling my assistant coaches, and they don't know what's going on. So I email their AD backs like, we're kind of interested in this game, but this is the first time we're hearing of it. And he says, well, our assistant coach talked to one of your staff members. And so with that, we still don't know. I mean, the money is on Ridge Greenman.
Exactly.
Right?
I think we know who it was. Yeah.
Ridge Greenman, he's a wild card with what he's doing. So Ridge Greenman maybe was talking to a DMAC coach that he knows, and the DMAC coach might have referred us. But, I mean, think about this. Sherrard Tigers are going to be playing Peoria Manual. You know, and I know it's going to be an uphill battle for us, but, you know, we should go out and compete against Peoria Manual. This shouldn't be something like, oh, my gosh, we're playing Peoria Manual. Let's just go have fun and, you know, drive for an hour and a half both ways and just get whooped. No, I mean, we're going to go out and really try our best against that team. Because here's the thing of it. When I saw that, it's like, if we want to win the sectional, it's going to go through Peoria Manual. So let's take a look at them right now, because a couple years ago.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, that's interesting. So, and that's why when people think in the grand scheme of basketball things, you never would think that, well, Peoria Manual's a 2A program when you think about their legacy and their history with the Sergio McLean and Frank Williams days. But, you know, enrollment's declining everywhere in the state, including Peoria. So they're a 2A program, and they are in the sectional complex, not the subsectional. But if you win that regional, you have the potential in the crossover to meet them in the sectional semifinals. So I think, you know, today we'll broadcast it, I think, about 11:30 broadcast time. So to me, this is going to be a key measuring stick with the outcome of this game with Sherrard and Manuel. Now, Manuel played Monday at an ML King shootout. Was it in the Quad Cities?
They played Rock Island, and Sterling beat Rocky by two and lost to Sterling by one.
All right. So, I mean, you're going to find out today, you know, where everyone is at. Now, shootouts, too, are a little bit strange because you're coming off. Basically, they probably played Friday night.
Yeah, they played Friday night. Manuel plays three games at this shootout. So they played Dunlap last night, beat them 70-40, and then they play Sherrard at noon and then Washington at 5. So they play twice today, Manuel does.
Yeah, and so, I mean, in terms of scouting for them, I mean, the key for Sherrard this week was getting the conference win, and then this is the add-on game. So that's one of the things you look at in – you said, you know, for those people that follow Illini basketball, we all know the names of the kids that have come through Peoria that have played for the program. Now, Manuel has, did you say, a cousin?
Nephew
of DJ Richardson?
Correct. And he's a Division I player, 6'6 point guard, named Dietrich Richardson. He has an Illinois offer. I believe Vanderbilt's offered him as well. John Hochheit will be happy to know that Southern Illinois has offered
Dietrich Richardson
as well. Yeah, like Marcus Damask. And then he's visited Iowa and a few other high major teams. He's just a junior, 6'6" point guard, and he's the real deal, it looks like. And we have Manuel's head coach Marvin Jordan coming up a bit later on Sportsline. He talks a little bit about him. I think he called him a unicorn the way he plays. He says he's really —
there's been a bunch of those in Peoria,
right,
back in the day.
So he'll be talking to us. By the way, their coach Marvin Jordan is a 2010 graduate of Manuel. Was a runner up twice for Manuel as a player. He was a Division I player at Niagara. But yeah, Manuel, like you said, their pedigree, 5 state titles, one of only 4 schools in the state who have done that. Do you want to hear the other 3?
Yes.
Simeon's won 7. Peoria High has 5, and then Morgan Park has 5 along with Manuel. Those are 4 pretty powerhouse programs in the state's history.
And the kid, everybody thinks about Morgan Park, Io DeSumo, but I always tell people, man, I thought one of the most dynamic high school players I saw in person was the crazy story. What was the kid's name? Marcus Levette?
Levette, yeah.
And he was such a tremendous player, and he wound up at St. John's,
yeah.
Is that right?
He's a lefty. He was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. So that's one of the, you know, the great basketball heritage. It was funny, I know back in when Hap was playing for Rock Ridge, the Rockets had a home-and-home series with Peoria Richwoods.
By the way, they've beat Manuel twice this year, so they're very good, and Peoria Notre Dame, of course, is good. So Peoria basketball kind of making a little bit of resurgence.
Yeah. So I remember I asked the coach at the time, I think his last name was Booth. I can't remember. He was the head coach of Peoria Richwoods, and I asked him, we were talking about Peoria basketball in the pregame, I said, "Give me who do you think the best player..." And I asked him this, grew up in Peoria. Who's the best ever player to come out of Peoria? And I thought, well, he'd say, you know, Sean Livingston or, you know, one of the Illini players. And you know who he said?
Mm-mm.
A.J. Guyton.
Oh, yeah.
From Indiana.
By the way, his daughter is a great player for Peoria. I believe she plays for Peoria High this year in girls basketball. And they're, I think, number 2 in 3A. She's a Division I player. So, yeah, girls' side of things in Peoria, too, with Notre Dame, I think, a running away favorite in 2A girls' basketball. And then down in that area, Lincoln is...
Now, you brought this up, and I didn't realize this. You brought this up a couple weeks, and I talk about this today with Brian Roosh at WCCI Radio. I looked at their game-by-game summaries, and I'm like, holy cow, they've just drilled... I mean, Mercy were like 20 games.
Yeah.
But they play today Lincoln, you said, Lincoln, who's 1 in 3A. They play number 1 Peoria Notre Dame today in 2A. Now, the local connection with Lincoln, girls basketball, they have Brody Whiteman's sister, right?
Yep, Whiteman plays for them, yep. So, Brody played his senior year at Rock Ridge. His little sister was on the Lincoln team that won the state title. I remember one of our postgame interviews in Rock Ridge's postseason run last year, Jace Whiteman, he gave a shout-out. I forget her name, but he's like, yeah, I hope Lincoln can win with whatever her name is. Last name's Whiteman. She was the 6th man last year as a sophomore for them, and I assume probably is in the starting lineup this year for a team that has mowed everybody they've played down. And then with Peoria Notre Dame, we mentioned them, number 1 and 2A, get a crack at Lincoln. The local connection with them is they are in the subsectional locally with all the schools we have. So they'll likely be the top seed in that. And the regional sites for the girls locally are Chillicothe and Macomb.
Now, you said one of the pollsters about Peoria and Notre Dame, again, in our local subsectional complex in girls basketball. Did you say one of the pollsters said potentially was, is it three D1 recruits?
He says they have three with offers and likely a fourth who's a younger kid. So, yeah, they're... He said, you know, from the 2A teams that he's seen, they are in a different world. And so we'll see.
And then Lincoln beat them, like, by 30, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
They play today, yeah. Lincoln killed Normal Community, who was undefeated at the time. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, anyway, back to boys basketball, but this is why, to me, when you look at the kind of the postseason opportunity here in this area, especially when you get to the sectional complex, Ty's mentioned Peoria Emanuel and then Peoria Notre Dame on the boys' side. They're on the other super sectional. I know at one time Clinton, Illinois, they were undefeated. You have El Paso Gridley that won the State Farm Classic. That's on the other subsectional. Normal U-High is also in that field, and IVC's had a decent season. And then Bloomington Central Catholic's on the other side of the subsectional. They beat Rock Ridge down in Bloomington just prior to Christmas. So that's kind of who you're going to have to run through when you get to that sectional complex. And then again, the postseason assignments this year are so weird. They're all, I'll say, I guess Monmouth Roseville's in the area, but you got to go to Farmington or Monmouth Roseville for the local subsectional. And then Canton will be the sectional host this year. And the super sectional is at the Bank of Springfield Center, which is a new venue for a local super sectional for us traveling to the state capital in downtown Springfield.
Hopefully we get to go.
If a local team gets there. But that's a tremendous basketball setup in terms of, you know, that 2A sectional complex. And I know we had Aaron Britton on a couple weeks ago, and he said, man, that's a you talk about the potential teams that could be in the final four of that sectional, be pretty good basketball.
Yeah, it's exciting to look forward to that. And I know I talked with a few people, and like Mercer County's boys basketball coach Tim Seedam, we were talking about the sectional complex too before they played A-Town on Thursday. And he said, he's like, I really feel that whoever wins that sectional will probably be the favorite to win the state title. I think so too. I mean, you look at the, I mean, heavy, heavy hitters in the programs. I mean, you don't even talk about the individual teams this year, but like Bloomington Central Catholic, like you said, Manuel, Normal U-High, what Rock Ridge has done, the program that they are, you know, there's going to be four elite teams playing in that sectional. But from what it looks like and what it sounds like, I think Manuel right now is the team to beat. But a long way to go. Today I'm excited to get to see them in person, though. And,
yeah.
And wrapping up with our boys' basketball coverage, I don't know if you have anything else you want to say, but last night Rock Ridge and Mercer County both blowout wins and games that should have been blowout wins for them. Rock Ridge won on the road and beat Erie Prophets down 60-29. And Mercer County winner over West Central, I believe, 75-32. I think they were up 24-0 in that game at one point.
Well, and I don't know about kind of the rest of the state, but, I, you know, trying to – Breeze has always had a good basketball tradition. They're ranked number one in 2A. And then Tolono Unity plays in a good conference. They have a good basketball pedigree. I think Byron's a legit tournament
they're good. Yeah.
Contender. And then I know nothing about the two Chicago schools that are ranked in the top 10. Christ the King is ranked 8th.
Christ the King – beat up on Rock Island at Sterling.
So they're going to be a state title contender. And then Chicago Phillips, who we know about their 4A football pedigree, where they've routed there. You know, that's the crazy thing about, you know, the enrollment classification now with declining enrollment basically in all parts of the state. You know, and maybe we don't get as great a statewide coverage as we've been used to because of the lack of print coverage and really trying to figure out you know, information about comparable schedules, you know, is very important. But, you know, those are, you get down to the state tournament and you're like, man, no, who Christ the King play? Oh, they beat Simeon and they beat whoever.
Yeah.
And the same
way. Yeah, that's always the thing when you look at, like, their program when it has the full schedule to state tournament. You're like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
So, and then also in girls basketball, if people can get out today, because I'm a big believer, I'm out of all the sports I promote, I'm selfishly promoting girls basketball.
Yeah, me too. It's
so
I love
that's
it.
What I'm in for. I'm all in for that. So if you're not doing anything tonight, I think, and I hate to do this because there's other area games, but I think tonight a quality 1A girls basketball game between West Central and Anawan tonight for the LTC championship. West Central won the regular season matchup. So this is for the conference title. So if West Central would win this tonight, they have a chance to sweep the conference title, right, yeah, and the tournament.
Well, right now in the conference race, they're the only team that's unbeaten at 6-0. And they got a nice win over Weathersfield in the semifinals, who was, I think, 17-2 at the time. Did you see how many points Shelby Bowman had in that game against Weathersfield? 48.
Holy
62-48 was the final, and she had 48.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
48.
Yeah.
She go like 22 or 22.
I didn't see the box score. I think she made 5 3-pointers.
She's a finisher at the line. So that's, I always forget, is the LTC tournament, where are they playing that at?
It's at West Central.
Okay.
So there should be a fun crowd, although it's a long trip for Anawan to get there. But
it is what it is.
You would think the West Central Heat fans are going to be, they're going to welcome Anawan to town in a hostile environment. Yeah.
They're going to make Jason Kirby and Stacy Day park cars.
Yeah,
down in Strong.
I bet he'll be there, Coach Kirby.
Yeah, it should be a good crowd. So that hopefully is that like a 7:30, 8 o'clock tip off tonight?
I think it's around.
They doing a 6?
It's 5:30 or 6, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully fans can get out there.
There's a full day of basketball. What is it? 6 games over there to wrap up the LTC tournament. But Anawan West Central is a fun. That's a should be a good game. And Shelby Bowman, there are a few players you'll see that are better than her. You should go watch her if you get the chance today. Go to Biggsville.
Go to Biggsville. All right. And then we have Zach Nelson on the program today. Zach Nelson, his interview today is awesome.
Yeah. I like
and
Zach.
He's
awesome.
Figured out the one thing that I like about, well, he's a young coach, graduated 2013, I think, at Mirko. But you know, sometimes you hear coaches are a little bit resistant to go walk the halls, and I'm not got to recruit kids. Some people will default and say, well, that's begging them to come out. And I'm like, no, it's recruiting kids to come out. And I think Zach Nelson has done a great job of that. And he talks about, you know, basically doing that. And to his credit, you know, good for him. They have all 14 weight classes filled.
That is rare. I mean, you rarely see schools having that. I mean,
yeah, and you can tell. I mean, he's with the wrestling legacy at Orion too, and with that tournament, I think 41 years. I'm glad he's kind of the face and voice of that now. I know it's Bob Mitten's name, and it should be, but you know, Zach understands the, you know, being a part of that and promoting the sport, because that's what we're all in for now. And I'm talking about interscholastic sports that you really have to promote, because you're up against everything. You have to compete. You're competing against club stuff, and yeah, you just are. It's the truth. And if you want to win, you have to do what Zach Nelson does and go out and get the kids and get them to buy in.
Well, like you said about girls basketball, if you are like a wrestling fan, the place to be today is Orion, right? The Bob Mitten invite wraps up, I believe. They start with the semifinals in each weight class, and then the finals will be later. It's a great field. I know, I think the promotional stuff they sent out, 24 schools are there, 6 at least honorable mention or higher in the current state rankings, 36 individuals ranked in their respective weight classes. So it's a great field over there. And the semifinals start today. I'm not sure what time they get underway today.
You know what the funniest thing Zach Nelson said to me, though?
What?
I was going to ask. Well, I didn't even get a chance to ask him, but I was going to ask him on one of my lists of questions was, have you ever won? Did you ever win the Bob Mitten invite when you were at Mirko?
But he won it 4 times.
Yeah. Yeah. He won it 4 times. So, and then the other thing is, I'm going to go full bore family here on this. So he even mentioned they do a great, like, what do they call, they do like a march with the Orion tournament.
Well,
with music, and you know who does that? The Grand March.
No.
And they do a smoke show.
Oh, yeah, who does that?
So there's a connection even with WRMJ staff, because Darren Windsor, who's married to Kia Windsor, but it's not him.
Oh, darn it.
He always looked up to Jeff Francis, who's my cousin. And, of course, the father of the great wrestling twins who are on the Orion Hall of Fame, Jeff Francis, does the smoke show and the audio, all that. He's been doing that for, I don't know if it's been for all 41 years of that tournament, but he plays a big role.
Did you also see, Zach posted this, and I thought it was super cool. I think it's the first year they're doing it. They have like a most outstanding wrestler for the whole tournament, and the it's not a trophy they give out. They have like a legitimate like customized championship belt
with
like the logo
him,
on the side. It's really cool. Yeah, it's got like the,
so it's they're just starting that
this year. Yeah,
and it's just it's not for like lower weight or high weight. It's just one.
It's
wrestler.
Just one wrestler. Yep.
Oh, that'll be great.
So they get a. It's like it's a customized, like legitimate, like championship belt. Like it's like, you know, MMA or pro wrestling or boxing championship. It's cool.
Well, good for him.
Yeah,
see,
that's awesome.
He's doing it the right way. Good for him.
That's a really cool. Like you talk about, you know, wanting to get elite talent to that tournament or whatever. That's something that I think kids would think is really cool to potentially win that thing. So I love that. Yeah.
All right. What else? Anything else today?
I don't think so, really.
So,
Sherrard and Manuel. Also, last night, there's some good teams at that Metamora shootout. Last night, Metamora and Mount Zion played, who are respectively number 4, number 5, and 3A. Mount Zion was undefeated, and Metamora beat them by 3, 72-69.
And Metamora, of course, the defending 3A state champs, and they're a big basketball story this year because Danny Greaves, their head coach, is stepping down.
And they added a transfer from Peoria Notre Dame who is going to Iowa to play, who is now on their roster.
So are you going to stay around and see Metamora play?
They
or
don't
not?
Play till 6:30, so I don't know about that. No, I wish they played earlier in the day.
Who follows the Sherrard Manual game?
Peoria Heights and Peoria Quest, which I'm kind of upset about, too, because there
the
are a couple other there are a couple of other good teams that are playing, but no, I'm not sure. I saw Quest play already this year, so... I don't know if I'll stick around to watch them.
Yeah,
again.
They played Sherrard, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so we got Zach Nelson coming up. We have the head coach. What's the Manuel's head coach's name?
Marvin
again?
Jordan.
Marvin Jordan. Then I talked to Brian Roosh, and you'll be on the air at 11:30.
Yep, for Metamora. Hopefully the Tigers. What do you think? Can the Tigers hang around today,
yes,
you think?
I do think they can. I think it'd be a nice measuring stick win. And I know we talked to Alex Johnson about this before. Got to get one of these games here coming up. You got to either find a way to beat them, or you got to find a way to beat the Rockets, and that's not easy.
No,
but yeah. And then, you know, I think next Friday and Saturday are two great showdown games here too, because you have Sherrard Rockridge rematch, and then you have Rockridge the following night with a chance against Beecher.
Yeah. I saw quickly about Beecher, so they don't have a football program, so their homecoming was this week.
Oh, wow.
And they had their homecoming basketball game last night, and they beat a team by like 40. So they're still unbeaten. We saw them at the Cliff Workins Memorial Classic last month. But I do love, before we go to break, what Coach Johnson said in our post game last night, previewing this game with Manuel. He said, and you heard in that soundbite earlier, he said, think about it, you know, the Sherrard Tigers are playing Peoria Manual. I mean, it's amazing. And I said to him, I'm like, what do you think? And when you look on the floor tomorrow and you look across and you see, you know, like the Sherrard purple and gold uniforms on the floor against Manual, I mean, that is unbelievable.
Awesome.
And like he said, you know, for us, the recipe is what Rockridge has done. He's like, you know, they play all these elite teams throughout the year.
Yeah.
But like he said, you know, if you're like us a few years ago where you're a 6-win team in 2A, it's pointless to do that. He's like, you got to get to the point where those games are, you know, meaningful and are worth it to do. And he's like, we're there, but we have to win them. And he's like, it's different to be in them and win them. So, you know, they'll, by the end of the regular season, or by the end of next week, I should say, they'll have 4 games against current top 10 teams. It's unfortunate they lost one against Beecher, though.
So I'll be listening because it's a perfect lead into the NFL playoff football schedule today.
Yeah, Sherrard Manuel, that's a big time game, and if the Tigers can pull it off, they have the chance to be the talk of the state today if they can get a win somehow.
Wait, is Nesto going?
I don't know. He was gonna be at the Wharton shootout on Saturday. He was last week or Monday. He wanted to see Beecher and Sherrard play, but. I don't know. I don't know if he'll be there. That's a little bit far for him to go.
So, and then we have Illini basketball tomorrow. So is Terrence Shannon going to play tomorrow?
I don't know. I think he's been reinstated, but I don't know if I've seen anything.
The court has ruled in his favor on the restraining order, and they say he's been reinstated, but isn't it up to Underwood to decide?
I don't know if he's playing or not. I know that he could, I think, but I'm not sure whether or not. I don't think they've said anything. At least I haven't seen. I haven't really been able to follow with the game we were doing last night. And then
you can follow along tomorrow. Is that a 1 o'clock broadcast or a 12
noon
broadcast?
All noon. Right. We'll join it for the tip off after the church service.
Okay. All right. So we have out of the break coming up with the Peoria Manual coach and then Zach Nelson.
Yep. And then Brian Roush later.
All right, and then you'll be on the air at 11:30 from Metamora, Illinois.
Let's go Tigers.
Yep. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and hear from the head coach of Peoria Manual. This is Sportsline on a Saturday morning.
At Country Financial, get door-to-door coverage, auto insurance, plus home or renter's coverage, and save up to 25% with this multi-policy savings. Protect what you have with Country Financial.
Contact your Country Financial representative today. In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham,
John Waugh,
or Jason Potter.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, or Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
When it comes to document imaging technology, it's best to deal with a local company. A local company like Office Specialist. Office Specialist has sharp copier printers, color systems, and network printers, all supported by a local do-whatever-it-takes attitude to satisfy you, the customer. Office Specialist puts you, the customer, in charge, so you can make the document imaging decision that's best for your business. Sharp copier printers from Office Specialist. Visit osi.biz. Save on Saucony at 6140RUN. Running apparel and clothing from Saucony is 25% off right now at 6140RUN in Galesburg. Pair that with the Omni 22s by Saucony. Built to keep you stable and comfortable, the Omni 22 is as reliable as it gets. Or how about a pair of Ride 17s from Saucony featuring crave-worthy cushioning, or the Glycerin 21s by Brooks with an improved fit and more cushioning. Check it all out and save at 6140RUN in Galesburg.
And this is Ty Taylor back on Sportsline this morning on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We've got a fun high school boys basketball matchup coming up a little bit later on today. The Sherrard Tigers take on the Manual Rams at the Metamora Redbird Roundball Classic. We're talking with Manual head coach Marvin Jordan. So, coach, as we start with you, Manual, of course, is one of the most decorated boys basketball programs in the state's history. The most state trophies in IHSA history in boys basketball belong to Manual. Five state titles, I believe one of just four schools who's won five or more boys basketball state championships. You graduated from the school in 2010. You played basketball at Manual. Now you're the head coach at Manual. Can you start by telling us what the tradition at Manual means and what Manual basketball means when you're a part of it?
Manual basketball and the tradition really pretty much means just, you know, having that toughness and that grit and the willingness to fight. But yeah, just having the toughness and the grit and, you know, sacrificing for each other, sacrificing your body for the sake of the team, and understanding that no one player is bigger than the program.
So this is your second year as the head coach at Manual. How has that transition been for you taking over the program? Obviously, we know, you know, high expectations for this group this year, but overall, how has the transition been for you, you know, from year one into year two now leading this Manual boys basketball program?
It's been pretty much a smooth transition, just, you know, keeping everything, you know, together and making sure everybody stays together as a unit and understanding the importance of, you know, being a unit. And, you know, like I said, the transition is smooth, but again, it's still a learning process for me, of course, but it's nothing that I cannot handle at all.
So you've basically been hovering right around 500 all season. You've spent all season ranked in the top 10 in the AP this week at number 3. And the schedule you've played, the reason you're around 500 is because of how challenging of a schedule you've played. So can you give us first a little bit of just kind of a progress report, I guess, on where you feel your team is at through, you know, about 20 games now?
I feel like we've gotten better each game. I mean, we count wins and you know, a lot of teams go wins and losses, but I look at it as winning and learning. So, you know, with all of those games that we did drop, we did great job bouncing back and learning from those things and just making the proper progress moving forward.
So for you, you know, looking at your schedule, like we said, there's been a lot of very good teams. You've played a lot of schools that are, you know, bigger and sometimes a lot bigger than Manual that you've taken on. So to you, why is it important to play a challenging schedule?
I think to play the challenging schedule just helps us prepare for, you know, those late season runs. And, you know, when you do make those late season runs, you run into sometimes teams and they have schemes that you haven't seen. So with us having a tough schedule that we have, we usually run into that stuff early on in the season and we're able to work on it and build from those lessons that we learn early on.
All right, so can you give our listening audience a little bit of kind of, I guess, a brief scouting report on your own team? What are some of the things that Manuel likes to do? And when you're at your best, what are some things that are happening both on the offensive end and defensive end of the floor for you?
Honestly, when we're at our best, we're turning our defense into offense. And, you know, that's pretty big for just the tradition of Manuel basketball and what it's been in the years past. But, you know, when we're rolling, you're getting everything. You're getting a lot of good offensive sets. You're getting a lot of good defensive sets. And you just got that high energy and intensity from everybody. Even the crowd gets into it.
So when you look at kind of the schedule you've played, I know you've obviously played a lot of the Peoria schools. It looks like, you know, Notre Dame is a very good team this year. Richwood's looks to be very solid. I know Peoria has such a proud tradition in basketball, you know, dating back years and years. So what is kind of the state of Peoria basketball look like this season? To me, from the outside looking in, looks like there's some pretty good teams and programs this season.
Yeah, I think that's really, really big for the city, being that everybody's pretty good. I mean, we all help sharpen each other throughout the year, so I mean, that's pretty good for Peoria, and everybody has young talent that'll keep that progression on the rise here.
All right, and looking at your team, kind of the kid that jumps off the page and gets a lot of notoriety is Dietrich Richardson. Can you talk to us a little bit about kind of what his game is like and what makes him such a special player?
Well, to me, I like to call him like a unicorn. He's, you know, 6'7". Point guard with, you know, tremendous vision, tremendous upside offensively overall. And then his defense is pretty good, too. Go up and block shots. He'll use his wingspan to get in passing lanes and make it difficult for people to score around him or over him.
And then looking at kind of just your matchup with Sherrard, I know at the Metamora shootout you've got, I think you got three games over a span of 2 days. So do you know much about the Sherrard team you're playing on Saturday?
I've seen a couple of games on them. But I mean, I don't know too much to go digging into their, you know, individualism or as far as player wise. But I did get a couple looks at them from a couple of games that they've had already this season.
And then just as we wrap up with you, when you look down the line in the postseason for you, I know the subsectional that you're a part of is extremely challenging. There are a lot of really good teams in there. Have you looked much into like what the postseason path could look like for you starting off in the subsectional? And if so, what's kind of some of the main takeaways for you?
Honestly, I'm more so worried about, you know, what we do. I think if we do that, you know, that's more important, because if we come in ready, you know, we're pretty much can compete with anybody. But it's always good to, you know, scout reports and understand the strengths and weaknesses of other teams too. But a lot of times we've gotten into these games where we did know those strengths and weaknesses, but in turn, the only thing that really, really mattered is if we were going to be ready and if we were well prepared and how we will come out and perform.
When you look at the postseason for you, what are some of the goals you think that are, you know, achievable, realistic, that you can achieve maybe if you put everything together in the postseason? What are the goals for this team?
I don't like to look that far ahead, but, you know, I just want to keep continuing to get better and better and better. And I think that's important that we do, because of the you know, we have a young team, and it's important that they understand that, you know, hard work has to be put in order to get the results that we want. And I believe that if we keep doing that and continue to, you know, come into these games and give it everything that we have, we'll be fine.
And that is Manuel boys basketball coach Marvin Jordan joining us on WRMJ. Boys basketball coming up later today with Manuel taking on Sherrard, a 12 noon tip-off, pregame coverage at 11:30 from Metamora for that matchup. Coach Jordan, thanks for talking with us, and we'll see you later today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.
Big box and online stores seem to have it all, but they have great local customer service and support. When they don't see you face-to-face, how much can they really care or even actually help you? Office Specialist at Advanced Business Systems has it all, too. But they have even more. They see you. They'll take good care of you right here where you live and work, for office supplies, furniture, promotional products, IT support, printing, mailing, janitorial supplies, and much more. OSI and Advanced Business Systems are your local partners for everything in the workplace. Visit osi.biz or stop in at Office Specialists in Galesburg and Advanced Business Systems Moline.
At Country Financial, get door-to-door coverage, auto insurance, plus home or renter's coverage, and save up to 25% with this multi-policy savings. Protect what you have with Country Financial.
Contact your country financial representative today. In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham,
John Waugh,
or Jason Potter.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, or Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Keep fit for less with Hey Dude Shoes from 6140 Run. A true runner can always find a clear path to run, and now you can run with the comfort and style of Hey Dude Shoes. Now buy one, get one at 25% off from 6140 Run in Galesburg. Hey Dude Shoes are known for their breathable design that keeps your feet dry all day. Make Hey Dude part of your fitness routine and save by visiting 6140 Run in Galesburg.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with Zach Nelson, head wrestling coach at Orion. We're promoting the 41st annual Bob Mitten Invitational Tournament taking place this weekend. I heard Zach Nelson on the sports desk on WRMJ, I think Friday morning. They said the record of the Orion Chargers wrestling this year, 19-2, I think. Man, you've been having a good year over there.
Yep. We've been kicking some butt. Lost a couple guys because of injuries, but so things have been tighter, but you know, we've got a good group of guys, depth on the team. So everything's so far so good. We just got to beat Erie and Sherrard next week for a conference and we'll be sitting at the top of the track. So
you tell me off the air, and I know when we talked to you early in the year, it's nice. You have a luxury. I hate to say it, but the luxury, and not a lot of area schools can say it, that, you know, they just can't fill 14 weight classes, but you've been able to do that, right?
Yep, man. It's not easy, Jim, let me tell you. So, you know, a lot of the coaches, they joke around with me, actually a couple of them, you know, where do you get these kids at? You just go in the hallway and find the smallest kids? And I'm like, you know what? I do. That's what I do. I mean, I walk the hallways and I try to find these kids and, you know, just show the kids that you care. And, you know, the more kids, the better, because, you know, the old saying, iron sharpens iron, and that's very true, especially in small school athletics, in my opinion. So,
all right, so I've been thinking about you the last couple of weeks, you know, when you have a stoppage, and here you're late in the regular season wrestling-wise. What kind of complication does that create for you? I'm assuming, you know, kids have to be disciplined when they're away from the wrestling room for, you know, several days or a week at a time.
Yep, definitely. We stressed over the, you know, the break there when they were out for, you know, a week and a half, that, you know, a lot of these kids in the state are sitting on their butts. So even though, you know, the competitors are at, you guys are at home and the competitors are at home, this is pure advantage, just like the COVID time, you know, to just really lock in and get into shape while everyone else is sitting on their butts, getting out of shape. And I think the guys really responded well. We sent workouts, you know, over group me, at-home workouts. And I think, you know, everybody did their part because we came back and we're right on note. So everything's good. But, you know, can't wait to get a little break and get back into practice room because it's been a couple weeks.
So that's what I was thinking about, too. So leading up to this tournament here, again, with Friday, the Friday session, and then Saturday session at the Bob Mitten Invited at Orion. When is the last time you've been in the wrestling room as a team?
So we actually wrestled Kewaunee yesterday, so Thursday night, and we actually ran our practice beforehand because we needed it that bad. I mean, we never would practice before a meet, but we had to go over, you know, a little technique catering to what Kewaunee's good at and such, so. You know, we got in there for a quick hour yesterday, but I mean, and these guys were happy to be in there. So it was great. You know, everyone's ready to be back. And, you know, once we get this tournament out of the way and we, you know, start looking ahead to regionals, I think, you know, that's when we're really going to dial in, focus and hammer down and, you know, try to peak at the right time. That's the goal. So.
All right. So let's talk about this weekend. You know, this is, we talk about the Princeton Invite is always a big event a few weeks before the regular season ends. This is kind of the last big thing before the postseason. Tell us a little bit about the setup. I saw the kind of the promotional material you sent out, 24 teams in the field. What do you think of this thing this weekend?
I think it's going to be some great competition. You know, you said 24 teams. We added a few teams to the field. with Rock Falls, Walter Christian Academy out of Chicago, and then we added Ottawa Marquette Academy, a first-year program that's, you know, off and running, as well as we added Byron. So we had a mix of schools from the north. You know, we still got our south schools like Clinton, Camp Point, Macomb coming up. So it's just going to be, you know, a great tournament individually. You know, then it determines a lot of seeds when you look at it individually, you know, for regionals and the upcoming seeding meetings. But team wise, this year it's wide open. I mean, I think, you know, it's our tournament, so we should be the favorites, but I think anybody, Riverdale, Clinton, Galesburg, anybody can take it. So it's going to be exciting down to the wire. Probably down to finals matches on Saturday.
Well, that's great. That's what you want in a tournament like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So you look at, I see, so six teams are ranked honorable mention or higher in the state rankings. 36 wrestlers in this year's field are ranked honorable mention or higher in the current state rankings. Give me a couple of weight classes that are going to be, you know, meat grinders this weekend.
I think 126 is the toughest bracket in the field. If not 126, 138. 126, you got Dean Wainwright, returning state champion as a freshman. He's up 20 pounds, but he's holding his own, you know, and he's going to probably meet up with Rocky. Almendara is a pretty good wrestler from Galesburg in the finals. And then at 38, you got Ship. He's a returning state champ as well from Galesburg. And then looking at Munson from Mercer County, meeting him up in the finals should be a good one. So, I mean, there's several matches, but off the top of my head, I think those two weight classes are the best.
All right. So that's a great preview of that. So what you mentioned Chargers got a chance, you think, maybe competing for the title. And what about some of your individual kids? I see you had a champ at the Pit a couple weekends ago, right?
Yep. Maddox Anderson, 190-pounder. He knocked off the number one ranked kid in the state at the Pit in the finals. So he's peaking at the right time, and I'm very confident. So we're looking at him to, you know, repeat on the Pit championship and win. And to be honest with you, you know, 23 teams, we haven't done that good at it as being a team tournament this year. So I don't know how we're going to fare this weekend. But, you know, we have high expectations, and our goal is to win it, especially, you know, on our home field advantage. So I think we got a chance, you know, and we haven't really seen ourselves, you know, building on that. We haven't seen ourselves in an 11-team format, what regionals is going to be like in 3 weeks. So it's hard to tell, to be honest with you, because the conference in the area is just everybody's kind of even. I'm sure you see it in the football, you know, it's just you don't know who's going to get it each week. You got to be ready to play.
Well, I think it's great, too, and you have to be proud of this with your legacy and heritage of wrestling, where you're, you know, the head coach at a school that has an invite for 41 years. What does that mean to you personally? You know, a guy that loves wrestling and has a lot of blood, sweat, and tears invested in this thing, and now you're kind of a part of this great tradition with this great event.
Yeah, it's crazy because you never, you know, me wrestling in high school, you know, I never foresaw myself being here, you know, managing this tournament, helping out Mitten and Diamond and Jeff Anderson, our tournament director and administration here. You know, I never foresaw myself being that, you know, but when I look back at it, you know, I was a 4-time BMI champ. So, you know, where else would I go to coach, you know? So it's an awesome tournament to just keep on pushing forward. You know, our plan is to build it up and get it to the level that the Pit's at. So I think we can do it, you know, with it being this close to regionals and right before the state series. So it's exciting stuff.
Well, I was going to ask you, and what a dumb question that it would have been. I was going to say, well, you ever won the Bob Mitten invite as a wrestler at Murco? And you just said 4 times.
Four times.
That's got to be a record, man. You probably and Steve Rusk are probably the only people that did that over there.
I've heard of a few, but just a few. So,
well, I was speaking of wrestling in Ori, and I thought it was great. I was listening to somebody talk about Illinois and the transfer portal in football, and I think this is a great story. And Cole Rusk, who's going to Illinois now, who began his high school career at Rock Ridge and then transferred to Rocky. So they said, I heard one of these recruiting people say, well, it wasn't the fact that Illinois was getting this tight end from Murray State. The first thing the guy said, well, his dad was a wrestler.
Speaking
about Steve Ruskin at Oregon and the great legacy he had there. All right, so give us a here's a chance for you to sell this thing for people, especially to get over there kind of Saturday and participate in this great event, which again you highlighted some of the great weight classes, but sell this thing and tell people to get over there on Saturday.
I mean, I don't know what the mission is. I don't know if it's $5. I don't know if it's $7, but I'm telling everybody, if you're in the area, the roads are clear, you got to get out here to Orion and watch at least the finals tomorrow. You know, we got the light show, we got the smoke show, we got the whole nine yards. You got the crowd cheering. It gets intense. If you haven't been here, you got to come and check it out. It's good stuff. Good wrestling.
So is that Jeff Francis that's doing the smoke show and the light show or not?
He still does it. Yep.
So do you know his connection to me?
I do not know.
He is my cousin.
Really? Aren't you cousins with?
No, man? his my mother and his late mother are sisters. And the other thing you can ask Jeff Francis about, and please do this, you'll see we're taping this interview on Friday.
Okay.
So say, hey, do you play softball on Wednesday nights in the summer at Green Valley with a guy by the name of Jim Taylor? And he'll say, yes, that's my cousin and I love him.
I'll make sure I mention that to him.
So here's the other thing I think about. So you say, Bob, you think about Bob Mitten and think about Dan Diamond. They've been around the block a few times with wrestling and how long they've coached. And I think of a 2013 grad at Mercer County, so still a youngster. What do you like about these type of events where it's 2 days and I think say now 27 or 28 schools are in the field? So you get to talk to a lot of people about wrestling, right? A lot of people about wrestling. What does that kind of mean to you this weekend to have those opportunities and to promote the sport, right? We're all about that. You know, we can talk about participation numbers in any sport now. I think they're challenging. But here's a chance for a bunch of guys to come in together saying, hey, let's promote the sport. Let's get more kids involved and engaged. How do we do that? So what about just that opportunity this weekend?
You know, I think, referring to Diamond and Mitten and having them kind of in my corner, you know, especially for a tournament like this, it's very helpful, you know, and you know, for those guys to tell me, hey, coach, you're doing great with the program. We love the way it's going. You know, every time I hear that from one of those two, it's very satisfying and rewarding. A lot of programs in our part of Illinois, if you don't know Orion Wrestling, you don't know Dan Diamond or Bob Mitten, then what do you know? Because they've been around the block and they've earned the respect of a lot of these coaches and programs. So it's just awesome to fall right in line after those guys and keep pushing the program the way it can be and the way that we know it can be.
And then, you know, just hearing with you, have 14 weight classes filled. And I like what you said, about how do I get my wrestlers? Well, I go to the hallways. I mean, you got to work at it and not just wrestling, any sport. And sometimes, I think sometimes coaches take for granted that they think kids are just going to go out for any sport. It doesn't work that way anymore.
It
just doesn't. And we can get mad about it or whatever, but that's just how much the game has changed, where the coach has to really promote and recruit kids to go out for their respective sport. So here's a guy that graduated in 2013. You know that, and I think you have the upper hand of really, figuring out how this thing's going to work. Moving forward, and I guess that's the last question I'll ask you. I'm assuming you've really fit in well over there, being the head coach for 2 years. You feel you're in a pretty good place?
I think I fit in. At least I'm sure I disgruntle some parents and wrestlers at times, but bottom line is, I tell these parents and I tell these wrestlers, it's not punishment. It's what's best for the kid. And this is why we're doing this. We're doing this extra practice. We're doing this extra conditioning, not because, coach is pissed that we didn't wrestle good last night, but because, we know that there's more inside these guys. And, you know, and like I said, ultimately it's for the kid. It's for the better of the kid and the family. So I think when, you know, I build around that philosophy, I think, you know, everybody's really understanding. And, you know, you look at our record, 19-2. We didn't get 19-2 for, you know, coming in here and playing grab ass for 2 hours after school every day, you know. So, I mean, this, I mean, we've earned what we're at. And I think, you know, we've got families bought in and, you know, hopefully we can just keep pushing in the right direction.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4 time Bob Mitten Invitational Champion. That's Zach Nelson, who's the head coach of the Orion Chargers. All right, good luck to your kids this week. Promote the sport. Should be a good time. Always great to talk with you, Zach Nelson. Keep up the good work over there.
Yep, thanks, Jim. Thanks for covering, always.
And you're listening to WRMJ.
When it comes to document imaging technology, it's best to deal with a local company. A local company like Office Specialist. Office Specialist has sharp copier printers, color systems, and network printers, all supported by a local do-whatever-it-takes attitude to satisfy you, the customer. Office Specialist puts you, the customer, in charge, so you can make the document imaging decision that's best for your business. Sharp copier printers from Office Specialist. Visit osi.biz.
At Country Financial, get door-to-door coverage, auto insurance, plus home or renter's coverage, and save up to 25% with this multi-policy savings. Protect what you have with Country Financial.
Contact your Country Financial representative today. In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham,
John Waugh,
or Jason Potter.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, or Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Save on Saucony at 6140RUN. Running apparel and clothing from Saucony is 25% off right now at 6140RUN in Galesburg. Pair that with the Omni 22s by Saucony. Built to keep you stable and comfortable, the Omni 22 is as reliable as it gets. Or how about a pair of Ride 17s from Saucony featuring crave-worthy cushioning, or the Glycerin 21s by Brooks with an improved fit and more cushioning. Check it all out and save at 6140RUN in Galesburg.
Hello again, everyone. I'm Brian Roush at WCCI in Savannah. He's Jim Taylor at WRMJ in Aledo, and we're Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio, making our way through this winter season, trying to get games in. No, lots of cancellations in that, but hopefully we have a pretty solid stretch of weather coming up. Jim, you brought to my attention a little bit of information about this basketball juggernaut, the Lincoln Lady Rail Splitters, and they are off to a fantastic start, and they're taking names right now with the way they're destroying opponents.
Yeah, that's an understatement. And, you know, it's one thing to be, like, undefeated. I see they're 23-0, and sometimes we talk about kind of the lack of coverage now with, you know, the newsrooms with print journalists being decimated, and you don't see a lot of information around the state, specifically when you look at the rankings. Maybe you just see the rankings, and that's about it. So I had a chance to look at Lincoln High School in 3A girls basketball. They're currently 23-0, and I just want to run down their scores this year. They must be something, because their scores: 71-53, 88-19, 75-18, 66-50. That was the closest margin for them this season. 72-22, 79-36, 58-26, 72-26, 85-18, 68-32, 76-30, 78-11, 94-28, 68-20, 74-25, 63-27, 57-25, 64-39, 54-20, 67-29, 79-17, 76-54. That was a game this week against Kenwood out of Chicago, a 22-point game. And then 73-43, and I want to break down a couple of those scores. 57-25 on December 29th, that was the game against Peoria High School. They're ranked number 2 in 3A, so 57-25, they won that game. And at the time on January 9th, when they played Normal Community High ranked number 1 in 4A at the time,
67-29 was the margin of victory. So their two closest games, Morton ranked number 6 in 3A. That was early in the season, 66-50. And then their opener against Peoria Richwoods, who's received votes in the 3A rankings, was a 71-53 victory for Lincoln. I know we've heard a lot about Caitlin Clark nationally, but holy smokes, here in Illinois, that Lincoln team must be pretty good when you hear scores like that.
Yes, they must be really good. And as you alluded to, they're beating ranked teams. It's not just, you know, say they're playing in a conference that's not especially powerful. No, they're beating every opponent, ranked or unranked, by double digits. I mean, that's almost unheard of and a tremendous achievement to this date. And you would think that any of the girls on that team probably have been able to get a lot of minutes, because when you're up big in those games, hopefully everybody gets to share in the wealth.
Yeah, that's the thing about Mercy Rule games. How many of their games have been continuous clock in the fourth quarter? So they are limited in some of their games because they're not playing the full 32 minutes. I don't know. Could that potentially impact them as the postseason rolls around? Man, when you're beating the teams that bad, you know, the opponents is always going to say, well, let's, you know, shorten the game, or let's try some junk defense, or let's try and hold the ball. So you have all of those things going on when you head to postseason. It's going to be kind of interesting to follow their story, I guess, in terms of what's the strategy to try and make it a game against them, right?
Yeah, exactly. And when you see somebody maybe keep it close in a regional or even late in the season, everybody will be diving into that film trying to figure out what made that happen so they can try to, you know, duplicate or replicate that.
So you say, man, the closest game they've played, again, we're talking about basketball where you play a lot of games, and they've played 23 already this year. Again, the closest game they've played, 16-point differential. What does that mean? They, you know, just in terms of their peer domination this year.
Yeah, that is incredible. And if they don't win a state championship, I think the whole basketball community in the state will be shocked.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of what they're up against, probably expectation-wise, going into the postseason. But again, that's information on a girls basketball team in this state, in the central portion of Illinois Lincoln. They're 3A, and they have just dominated the competition. So that's a storyline to follow as we move along here in January into February when the postseason gets underway. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WMJ Radio in Aledo. And this is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.
Big box and online stores seem to have it all, but they have great local customer service and support. When they don't see you face-to-face, how much can they really care or even actually help you? Office Specialists at Advanced Business Systems has it all, too. But they have even more. They see you. They'll take good care of you right here where you live and work for office supplies, furniture, promotional products, IT support, printing, mailing, janitorial supplies, and much more. OSI and Advanced Business Systems are your local partners for everything in the workplace. Visit osi.biz or stop in at Office Specialists in Galesburg and Advanced Business Systems Moline.
At Country Financial, get door-to-door coverage, auto insurance, plus home or renter's coverage, and save up to 25% with this multi-policy savings. Protect what you have with Country Financial.
Contact your Country Financial representative today. In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham,
John Waugh,
or Jason Potter.
Policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Country Preferred Insurance Company, or Country Casualty Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Keep fit for less with Hey Dude Shoes from 6140 Run. A true runner could always find a clear path to run, and now you can run with the comfort and style of Hey Dude Shoes. Now buy one, get one at 25% off from 6140 Run in Galesburg. Hey Dude Shoes are known for their breathable design that keeps your feet dry all day. Make Hey Dude part of your fitness routine and save by visiting 6140 Run in Galesburg.
That'll wrap up the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. We have high school basketball coming up at 11:30 this morning from the Metamora Redbird Round Ball Classic. Say it together, Metamora Redbird Round Ball Classic. A good game, man. The Sherrard Tigers get an opportunity to take on the third-ranked Peoria Manual Rams. Again, 11:30 broadcast for that this morning, 12 noon tip-off. Then tomorrow, it's Illini basketball and a lot of news involving that program over the past 24 hours. And you can catch that coverage at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon as Illinois takes on Rutgers. For J102 Sports, I'm Jim Taylor.
This has been Sportsline on WRMJ. Today's program has been brought to you by 614-0-RUN in Galesburg, your spot for custom-fitted running and walking shoes, Hey Dude Shoes and Birkenstock Sandals, plus Red Wing and Wolverine Work Boots, Office Specialists in Galesburg, Advanced Business Systems in Moline, your headquarters for office supplies, computer sales and service, phone systems, Sharp copiers, promotional materials, and more. And by your local Country Financial representatives, Tracy Bigham, Jason Potter, and Brent Bigham, offering insurance for your life, health, home, auto, farm, or business. The proceeding has been a presentation of WRMJ Sports, your high school sports voice in Western Illinois.